head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I'm just a traveling man. I've never really loved someone. You don't have to know me when I'm sad, 'cause I'll just be moving on. I'm just a traveling man, searching in the city rain. I always say that if I'm back this way, I might see you again. I've tried loving a girl like you, but something's always gone quite wrong. I'm sadder now than I've ever been. I think I might have stayed too long. So when you see me at your gate, waving in the morning sun, no, don't try to tell me you're going to wait, 'cause I'm just traveling on. I don't ask many to understand. I don't know who I am. I'm tired of trusting in ending dreams, and when I wake I find myself back in the street. So when you see me at your gate, waving in the morning.
On the Moody Blues own record label Threshold, this is Timon, or Timon, T-I-M-O-N, Timon as in Simon, I guess. And prior to this, it was King Crimson and the B-side of their Cat Food single, which had Greg Lake singing. And we heard Groon, G-R-O-O-N.
Yeah, that was interesting. Quite a contrast, yes, from the previous thing. And we were just talking in the studio here.
Yeah, all of those.
And saying that Saturday night, especially with the Steve Allen thing at Cloud Nine, was always soul and Tambler and that. And Sunday, it was given over to progressive rock. So that's where I learned all about progressive rock. And it was sort of just the contrast of the weekend of doing soul on a Saturday and progressive rock on a Sunday.
Yeah, and we had indeed played a whole load of Tamla Motown. We heard the Four Tops. If you were listening in the latter, if you happen to miss that hour, you can check out the podcast, which reside at towardtheunknownregion.com. Yeah, we played the Four Tops, Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder. And in the middle of it all, we plonked in a Bell record single by the Delphonics. And
we blew your mind this time.
And right at the end of the last hour, we played the Bee Gees and I.O. from their Cucumber Castle project.
Oh,
so, we were talking about the old days and going to discos or not going to discos. I remember me and my mate Jez, we cycled to the Wirina, which was a local haunt in.
Yes, it was.
It was virtually a brand new.
We used to do skating on a disco and stating.
That's right.
Yeah.
We sat outside in the summer. The doors were fire doors were all flung open, and we could see everybody going around in circles inside. And we were sadly sat outside, and you apparently were one of the people inside, Les.
Oh yeah. Tuesday we went there. I can't remember.
We certainly would have gone up there on a Saturday evening, or perhaps it was a Friday evening. Let's listen to the other side of that Timon track on Threshold Records. And Now She Says She's Young. Yes, it's far too late when she says that to you, isn't it?
Thought she could be happy.
she turns away. I'm 54, he's not so young, but lots of time to play. And now she says she's young.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Jalan.
And we used to see them in Oxford Street, London, in their orange all-in-ones. Now.
With the shaved heads, of course.
Yeah, the Radha Krishna Temple, unbelievably on Apple Records, with George Harrison playing the guitar, at least at the start, and produced by George as well. That followed Timon. And now she says she's young. Yeah, Govinda. If you're looking for that, it's probably more easy to find an album called Goddess of Fortune. It was in various bargain bins, and it still is. It's on eBay. It's pages and pages of this particular album, about $4.99 or £2. And Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept at playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with a peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. He's here, Les Newman.
Hi, folks.
Nothing more to say about the Radha Krishna Temple. No. So, next of all, from the singles, 66 singles were released on the 13th of March. That's Friday, the 13th of March, 1970. And there was a band called Yellow. This is called Living a Lie.
I remember the way it used to be. Yes, we were so free, so free, so free. You're so far away.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Where we play all those unknown singles that you've never heard and you'll probably never hear again. We began with the we played Radha Krishna Temple, but it was Yellow on CBS Records. I played the B-side, Living a Lie, and we couldn't find much out about
that
particular band called Yellow. Then it was that was Roxy, not to be confused with Roxy Music. On EKSN 45087, that's Elektra Records. I don't like to confuse my code numbers. Well, that could have been a code number for the people on shore, couldn't it, Les?
Yeah, it could have been.
And we could send you a message in Morse code, and we have in the past. Elektra Records, and now the Trix. It's got a particularly good start to it. It's called Wham Bam Alakazam, also on CBS.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Things you did when you were young. Remember the rides with your small sandwich packs, the sound of the wheels as she rode down the tracks. But now there's no trams to Lime Street, and we'll never see them again. Transport buses can move anywhere that fill up your air with carbon monoxide. Cast your minds back to the days of your youth, things you did when you were young. Remember the rides with your small sandwich packs, the sound of the wheels as she rode down the tracks. But now there's no trams to Lime Street, and we'll never see them again.
Do you know what, Les? We'll never see them again. No trams to Lime Street. That was Marty Wilde. That was apparently from a BBC play broadcast in 1970, and yet you can see that it was also 1959, did you say?
Well, it was originally written in 1959.
Okay.
By Alan Owen, who he wrote that for the Armchair Theatre.
Yeah,
at the time.
And then
It was then re-released in 1970 under the guise of the Wednesday Play.
Yeah, and Marty Wilde on the label, it says it's from the BBC musical. Yeah. That's what they said it was.
Interesting enough, Alan Owen, who wrote that play, also wrote A Hard Day's Night, which is the Beatles film. He was behind the Hard Day's Night film, 1964.
And prior to Marty Wilde, it was the Robert Patterson Singers and Games People Play. If you could recognise the tune Games People Play, the Joe South, Joe South made a hit of it. And we began with The Tricks and Wham Bam Alakazam.
Apparently that was a fairly reasonable hit on the Northern Soul scene at the time.
It sounded like it would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm very pleased you brought your Roger Whittaker box set with you today, Les, because he's got a single release this week. I Don't Believe in If Anymore on the Columbia record label.
I won't start whistling. No.
I was inspired to play this because I did hear what sounded like whistling at the start of that Marty Wilde, and I thought, I know what we can play. But these are all the singles released this particular week, the 13th of March, 1970. Here's Roger on his Whistle Stop Tour of the Charts.
Now if you load your rifle right, and if you fix your bayonet so, and if you kill that man, my friend, the one we call the foe, and if you do it often, lad, and if you do it right, you'll be a hero overnight. You'll save your country from a plight. Remember, God is always right. If you survive to see the sight, a friend now greeting foe. No, you won't believe in it anymore. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. No, you won't believe in it anymore. If it's for children. If it's for children. If I knew then what I know now, I thought I did, you know, somehow. If I could have the time again, I'd take the sunshine, leave the rain. If only time would trickle slow, like rain that melts the fallen snow. If only, Lord, if only. If only, Lord, if only. Oh, I don't believe in it anymore. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. No, I don't believe in it anymore. If it's for children. If it's for children. Building daydreams. No, I don't believe in if anymore. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. No, I don't believe in if anymore. If it's for children. If it's for children.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
And Harvey. This is a band called Stavely Makepeace, who would later go on to change their name to Lieutenant Pigeon with Mouldy Old Dough and a clanking piano. That was a bit of a clanking.
Mouldy Old Dough.
And that was a bit of a Mouldy Old tune as well. But what is interesting about this, it's on Pyramid Records, PYR 6082, one of 66 singles supposedly released on the 13th of March 1970. I've been reading about that single by Stavely Makepeace. It was supposed to have been released the first week of December in 1969. Six test pressings were made, but the single was never actually released. And yet here it is in the new singles listing for March 1970. So whether it was ever released, who knows? But you've had the chance to hear it. And these are The Locomotive, later to change their name to the Norman Haines Band, a prog rock band. This is called Roll Over Mary.
seems to be a lot of people going out tonight. Maybe someone's saying that there's gonna be a fight. I wish I knew how it would end. No one seems to know. The noise is getting louder, so I think I'd better go. Shall I stay or shall I go?
an epic single there from Aphrodite's Child on Polydor Records. Demis Roussos on the vocals. Lucas Sideris on the, was he the drums? I think he must have been. And Vangelis Papathanasio on the keyboards there. Fantastic album. That's, the album's called It's 5 o'clock, and that was a title track from it. Pride About It was the Locomotive and Rollover Mary on Parlophone Records. Now, another version of Venus on Pye Records. This is, I think this is one of those Irish show bands, so you may not think this is brilliant, Les. the group call themselves Love Street.
Each day that passes by.
Wow, what a time we have had today. Trying to keep up with all what we've been playing here. Aphrodite's Child, Love Street Bear version of Venus, The Sunday Times, Live Today, Mama Cass Elliot, New World Coming. Yeah. You're still with us, aren't you, Les?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that single. It peaked at, 42 on the Billboard 100. But in the Adult Contemporary and other charts, it got as high as number four in Canada. So I'm not sure what the main work was in.
I don't remember. I was listening to King Crimson and Jethro Tull and Led Zeppelin at the time. I rather suspect there. And I think we
well, I did, but
yeah, we had this discussion, didn't we, off stage, right, where we. As far as our friends were concerned, we weren't listening to chart music.
We never listened to chart.
And yet here we are now. We seemingly know about it. And
talking about last week's show, I must admit to listening to the Pipkins when it came out.
Gimme that.
My friends used to really take the mick out of me because they were all hard prog rock fans. And they used to say to me, "Oh, you only listen to the Pipkins."
And if only they knew that now you've got a box set of Roger Whittaker's.
Oh, no, God, don't remind me.
So many thanks for listening. There's so much more we could have played. And yes, had a single release this week. But fortunately, if you were listening earlier, you'll know that we played that in the first hour. You can go and check that out at the website towardtheunknownregion.com. I'm going to leave you today with... Blue Mink, it's that anyway, you know which song it is, Good Morning Freedom. Yes. And then you might just catch, and it could end up in the podcast only, possibly just as well, the Soul Brothers, also known as the Destroyers, and Pussy Catcher Fire. Oh, we forgot to say something.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, listener, for your listening to us for the last 3 hours or 3 minutes or whichever you chose.
And your patience. Be seeing you.
And it's goodbye from me and goodbye from him.
And it's good morning, freedom.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day. For me. I'm getting so tired of the company. I'm getting black looks from the big white man. I've got to get away just as fast as I can. Down in Malibu where the living is so wild and free. If you want to get happy, then people come along with me. A beep, bow, 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 bow.
everybody in the world is bent.
Fire! Fire! Pussy hoax and fire!
Hey, hey! When I born, I never hear this.
You know you happen.
What? Pussy no catch a fire.
What?
Why? Cocky don't get saved without it.
I serious thing, I know that guy without it.
Serious.
Yes. Yes.
Why, oh, pussy catch a fire?
Why?
Why, oh, pussy catch a fire? It rock from pillar to post.